I'm David Schreiner Khan, and this is Smashing the Plateau. No matter how successful you are, there's probably at least one area where roadblocks are keeping you from fully achieving your goals. Fortunately, you've come to the right place. Every expert I interview on this podcast is different, but they all have one thing in common. They know how to fix problems that keep us stuck. The mission of Smashing the Plateau is helping solopreneur experts build more stable and consistent recurring revenue in their business. Smashing the Plateau is part of the Best Network, providing expert individual and team mentorship, peer support, and curated educational content that reinforces and expands our goal of the show, helping solopreneur experts get the recurring revenue they deserve. To learn more about us and Best Network and schedule time to speak with me about how to smash your plateau, go to smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. That's smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. Today, I'm pleased to welcome Aaron Muller. Aaron is the founder of Lifestyle Business Owner Academy and a serial entrepreneur who currently owns 8 multi-million dollar companies that run without him. He's a number one international best-selling author and the premier trainer on owning a small business that runs without the owner. Aaron, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Oh, well, thank you, David. I'm excited to be on your show.
So, Aaron, how long did it take you to realize that you had developed a system that would help you work towards your own goals?
You know, it was actually 25 years in the making. I've been basically a business owner since I was out of high school. And when I was a young kid, it's all about the hustle, right? And you're putting everything into it and working long hours. And I realized that kind of at a young age that, you know, I could hire people and have people do a lot of the work for us and still get the same results. And so through the years, I just developed a lot of processes to doing that and got to the point where now we're training other business owners how to do it.
It sounds great. And what made you decide that rather than just do it yourself over and over again? Because, you know, I read in the introduction that you've created 8 very successful businesses. Rather than just create more successful businesses, what made you decide that you wanted to teach others?
Well, okay. So I've been a business broker which is selling people small companies for the last 17 years. And every time I sell a business, and we're talking like businesses under a couple million dollars, every time we're selling a business, you basically are selling somebody a job. And the owners of these companies, they're kind of disenchanted a lot of times the owners of the companies are disenchanted, but also when they buy the people that buy a company, they get a little bit disenchanted as well, because they're hoping that they're going to, you know, have an easier life or whatever, you know, when they buy a business. But it's a job. And so it gets to be real tedious. And then they sell the business because they just want a break. And I've seen this for the last 17 years. And I'm like, I've been doing it differently for a long time. And I love being a business owner because the companies run for me. I have my challenges, but I'm able to step back and actually, you know, really enjoy the ownership and growing the business and working on the things I want to work on. So I thought, you know, all these people need help out there, right? And there's not, I'm only myself. So I wanted to make sure I was able to get to everybody. And that's why we did the academy. But really just wanting to empower small business owners again, because all these big box stores are coming in, taking over, big corporations are taking over all the small businesses. And the reason really is because small business owners are burned out and they don't want to be business owners. So they don't really have good systems in place to do it. And so they get to the point where they're like, okay, I'm just going to sell. And then as the years have gone on selling businesses in the last decade, I've seen less and less small businesses thriving out there and more corporations or big, you know, franchises and things like that, that we're losing out as consumers, because those are the people that really give us the service out there, are small businesses. And the large companies, they just lost that art. So I wanted to kind of empower small business owners so that they're able to thrive and love ownership of business.
Right. So what I'm hearing is that there's something in your heart that is really, really attracts empowering small business owners, because you see a need for them to succeed personally, and you see a need in our economy for small businesses to succeed as well.
Absolutely. You know, small business ownership is awesome, and it should be totally enjoyed, not hated. You know, you don't want to wake up in the morning going, God, got to go into my business and deal with all these problems. And now that my margins have to be cut where I can't even make a buck anymore. And so I just want to be there to help these people.
Going back to what you said earlier about you described some aspects of this as a job. What do you see as the difference as an entrepreneur between having a job and being a business owner?
What's the difference between the two?
Yeah.
The difference is really just the fact that you, when you own a business as a job, you're having to go in there and work on a day-to-day basis, making every decision, always the one that everyone comes to when there's a problem, when they don't know what to do, and then deal with all the other aspects, like just dealing with the finances of the business, keeping it going, profitability, every little aspect of that business. It's a job. Where it becomes overwhelming because you're bombarded constantly, right? And then as a business, you're really looking at it at you're taking a step back from that business and you're saying, okay, I want to kind of almost like a puppet master, right? When you own the business, you're more of a puppet master. You're managing all aspects of the business, but from afar, and you can actually think better because you're not just reactive, right? You're able to make changes according to how things are going by, you know, reviewing your financials or sales or marketing programs. And then you can actually have your empower your employees so they're making most of the decisions in the company, especially the day-to-day things that really they have the power to do, but they have to be empowered to be able to do that so that it can give, take it off your hands, right? So that's really the biggest key, is just being able to step back and make good decisions on the business, because you actually have the brain capacity to actually take time to think about your decisions versus being reactive.
Right. And Aaron, do you see that ways that somebody who is essentially a solopreneur, somebody who has deep expertise in a particular area, who isn't interested in hiring a lot of employees and building, you know, an agency model or some other similar kind of model for a business. Mm-hmm. Do you see ways that a person like that can build a business that can have many of the aspects of what you just described, where it's not, doesn't have to be focused on the day-to-day necessarily, and there is recurring revenue?
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much goes to my academy that we've built, because again, I didn't want to try to be a consultant to every single person coming in. You know, I used to do that and I can only do so much, right? And so I wanted to develop something that was reoccurring, that wouldn't take my day-to-day actions to keep it going. And when you're the expert, right, that's usually the case. So having like an online academy, it allows people to log in and learn through, in our case, video training. And that's a great way as a solopreneur to be able to deliver your message and your expertise, but have the time to do it. And that's pretty much what I would do if I was a trying to get it out there to everybody, but not have all the employees, you know, that it takes to run a business.
Right, which is what you've done.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, everything I do in my life, you know, in business, I mean, I'm always thinking I'm not going to be the guy. I don't want to be the person doing everything. I like to run a business. I don't want to be a solopreneur.
Right. And with the academy model, you can still use your expertise in the business while not running it day to day.
Yeah, exactly. Because you put out all your expertise on video. So it takes some time to put all that together. But once you have that all set up, now you can add to it through time, but there's always going to be that information out there that you can market and create revenues and do all kinds of different things to actually get it making you money without you having to do anything.
Aaron, how long ago did you start the Academy?
We actually just launched it back in April when my book was launched. April 24th, my book, The Lifestyle Business Owner, was launched, and it kind of went along with the Academy. Was developed around that whole book, and it was launched at the same time.
How long had you been planning the Academy before the book came out?
So the book basically was the first idea, and then around the book, it became like, hey, let's do something more than just this book. Let's build an Academy around that. And so that was 2 years ago. The idea came up. Let's write this book. And then let's put an academy together. And it took us a year of developing the academy 2 years to write the book, and then another year to develop the academy after the book was done.
Right. So I think an important message for people to hear is that this is not something that you can turn on in an instant. This takes time to develop.
Absolutely not. And then we're in the marketing phases right now, right? So that's the other whole element to it all, to get it out there and get known.
Right. So how long do you think, start to finish, it might take somebody who wants to follow this particular model from the initial idea until the business is providing sufficient revenue to meet an average business's operating expenses and the lifestyle of the owner?
Well, this is a good question, and it kind of goes back to my book, right? And it's funny because in my book, I talk to people about, you know, it's better to go buy a business than start a business, because you're up and running within a year making income. And this is obviously a startup, but I couldn't really go buy this type of business. So knowing that, and I tell people in the book, it takes usually about 4 to 5 years before you're really making any money in your startup business. And this is really the same thing. I mean, it's going to be a 4 to 5 year plan altogether from the day I, you know, was able to get the book done and to making some good money in this business. And so I probably have about another year to 2 years to go before it really becomes a profitable, really good going concern business.
Right. Which means you need either the capital or the time to be able to develop this.
Exactly.
Or both.
Yeah, you need all of it, you know, and you know, patience, it's really hard. I mean, people want results right now. And when you're doing one of these businesses, you know, you have to have that patience and perseverance. And when you have other income coming in, it allows you to do that. I mean, this is a lot like when I sold businesses on a commission basis, right? I mean, I did it, started out by owning a business first, and then I got into that business and I didn't have to make the income. And I had the patience. And when you have the patience, you do better work.
That makes sense. Did you consider other kinds of models besides the Academy model?
I'm trying to think. I think the Academy model was really from day one. I just felt like it was the best way of really getting out all of our information. I mean, we did try the more one-on-one consulting model prior to that, years prior. And it was just so time consuming. And the tickets had to be a lot more expensive too, right? So Academy, you can actually, when it's online, you can have better prices for people to be able to afford to do this too. If you're just selling, you know, your one-on-one time, I mean, you really have to make a lot of money on each client, and that's a harder sell actually.
Right, right. And also with an Academy model, I would imagine there's an opportunity to do consulting with a small portion of the Academy members.
Yeah, exactly. We have mastermind groups and stuff like that, where we basically, those are the people who, you know, really like what we're doing and want to get really personalized in the process, but, and then have other like people in that group, but they're going to pay a lot more for that, but they're getting so much more also. They're getting that one-on-one attention that some people just want to have.
Yeah. Aaron, are there's some basic steps that you would like to share with our audience about how this works?
As far as like our academy, like
yeah.
how it works it. Okay. So basically we have it set up on a platform where people become a membership. They get a 12-month membership to our academy once they sign up, and they have access actually to all of our videos up front. We don't do anything where we lay it out like every week, a new video. I wanted to have it in categories like marketing, employees, operations, finance, automation, online marketing. You know, even we have something in there about how to buy a business, and then like various bonus videos and stuff. And so I know that I've actually joined a few of these academies out there on like sales and stuff. And there's nothing really all inclusive for business ownership. I mean, a lot of academies and a lot of things out there that are for sales. And you go in there and go, well, I want to know how to deal with my employees. How do I build a better team? And there's no training on that, right? So I wanted to make a system so that they could go on to whatever challenge they're having at that time in their business and watch all the videos and the training and get like, they're able to fill out like, we have worksheets and everything so that they can work through any of their problems. And then underneath each video, they have questions and comments, and that's where we go in, and the other people that are part of the academy can answer questions of challenges that people are having. And that's pretty much in a nutshell how the whole academy works.
Mm. So the dialogue is all online dialogue?
It's all online dialogue. It allows people to not be embarrassed. You know, they can write down their questions, get answers from multiple people that are business owners, but also we chime in so that we're giving them that, you know, added benefit of being part of the organization.
Are you able to talk about some of the results that people see at this point, or is it too early to tell?
It's pretty early. You know, I haven't done a whole lot of testimonial stuff. I mean, I've had a few people that have gone through it that have given us some testimonials, but yeah, people love it because it is all inclusive. And they like the fact that my academy is done with my wife. And they just like the fact that we're both in it and that we're both kind of helping in different areas. And it makes it a little bit more interesting because it's not a sales, you know, each video is not like the sales fancy, you know, like, or, you know, trying to be fun and all this stuff. It's really informational stuff, and that can get boring watching, right? And so I wanted to add a couple different elements by having my wife in there, and she has her expertise, what she brings to the table. But I think people like the fact that we're a team, you know, together. A lot of people admire that and like to see that in their lives. And then it inspires them to, you know, maybe get their spouse involved as well. But we've just had really good comments just based on the information's good quality, but also how we put it all together. People like that it flows well for them.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of businesses do you think would benefit the most?
You know, we really a lot, almost all businesses, really. I mean, the structure of most companies are the same. And so anything from a service business to a retail store, online marketing even, or like an online e-commerce business even, because even if like an e-commerce business, right, it still has the same elements to business ownership. You have to have employees typically. You have to deal with maybe inventory. You have to deal with marketing. So really, every type of business can benefit from this information because it's all inclusive of just business ownership.
Now, Aaron, earlier in our discussion, you talked about what's going on with corporate buyouts of small businesses and how everything is becoming franchises. What would you say are some of the opportunities, given the climate of this kind of corporate buyout? What would you say some of the opportunities are for small business owners to really stand out and provide great value that the big corporations can't provide?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question because there's so much that a small business owner can do. Again, we're as consumers, you know, we're so attracted to cheap prices, right? And so we've been, you know, empowering all these huge corporations to pop up everywhere. But now we're being disenchanted by it all because, you know, you walk into one of those big box stores and the customer service you get is just absolutely horrid. I mean, I can't even stand it myself. I just want to beat somebody up after I go into one of those places. And I know people feel that way. And so a small business owner can come into a marketplace. They can now offer that service that we are, you know, we're starved for. And be different and be personalized again, right? And I think that a lot of the millennials haven't even seen that because they're just kind of coming up into the world of as consumers, and they're going, you know, if you can really impress them by just being different in that form, and then the old school buyers out there are going to be like, wow, this is nice. It's like old fashioned service. So just really having that emphasis on service and that personalized touch, even if it's your employees or anybody else that are talking to them, you train everybody to treat people the same way and to give that excellent service and knowledge of whatever they're selling. That's how you're going to overcome these guys out there that are really taking over our industries.
It sounds great. Aaron, what's your vision for what the Academy, what you'd like to see the Academy become?
Well, I almost like a, you know, business revolution, you know, small business revolution. My wife and I plan on really taking this big and getting out there, having conferences where we're having lots of different business owners or people that are aspiring to be entrepreneurs and empowering them and training them to do it right from the very beginning versus struggling from the very beginning and then getting disenchanted again with being a business owner. So we just see it like really kind of steamrolling down the road and making things really happen so that we have a lot of great small business owners in the future.
That sounds great. I'm wishing you lots of success.
Well, thank you.
And speaking of success, whom do you know personally who's been really successful at smashing plateaus?
Well, you're probably going to laugh at this, but I'm just going to say my wife. I mean, she's absolutely amazing. She's a former Mrs. Washington, 1995. She's half Japanese, half African-American. She struggled coming to the country, didn't speak a lick of English. Her and her mom, you know, struggled, you know, just trying to fit in because she was half Japanese and half Black. She didn't hold a grudge in any of this growing up and all the diversity she had to deal with, and became very successful in everything she did, including modeling and business ownership, or working for Fortune 500 companies as like the only single female. And then she came on board with me when I met her about 7 years ago, and it just amazing, and has helped me just build all of our companies up dramatically. But just her attitude towards everything is just so awesome. And there's not too many people like her.
What's her name?
Oh, Maimie Muller. I left that out, man. What's wrong with me?
Good to know. Sounds like a great example. And what can we look forward to in the near future from you?
You know, you're going to see us all over the place. Our Instagram account is growing rapidly. Our social media stuff, you're going to see us all over the place. We're going to start doing some serious marketing to really get known out there. And you're going to see conferences that people can attend. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. We're going to bring a lot of fun stuff to the table and create awesome business owners out there.
Sounds great. Do you have a free gift that you'd like to offer our audience?
Yeah, you guys actually can go to lifestylebusinessowner.com. That's lifestylebusinessowner.com. And that's where they can get free video training. It's actually about 4 videos on how to own a business, make a 6-figure income, and make your business run without you. Kind of starts out by just teaching people how to even get into business and then develop it from there.
Sounds great. And besides the free offer, how can listeners learn more about you and follow you?
If they go to thelifestylebusinessowner.com, that's thelifestylebusinessowner.com, they can see our entire website. They can also go to Instagram and follow us at thelifestylebusinessowner.
Sounds great. Well, Aaron, thank you so much for taking the time to join us today on Smashing the Plateau.
Thank you, David.
My guest has been Aaron Muller, president of the Lifestyle Business Owner Academy. Thank you again, Aaron, for joining us.
You bet.
Thank you for listening to Smashing the Plateau. The mission of Smashing the Plateau is helping solopreneur experts build more stable and consistent recurring revenue in their business. Smashing the Plateau is part of the Best Network, providing expert individual and team mentorship, peer support, and curated educational content that reinforces and expands our goal of the show, helping solopreneur experts get the recurring revenue they deserve. To learn more about us and Best Network and schedule time to speak with me about how to smash your plateau, go to smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. That's smashingtheplateau.com/bestnetwork. We want to help you smash your plateau.